10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. On the occasion of the anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution in 1787, both President Trump and Vice President Pence appeared at the National Archives, where the valuable documents are stored. President Trump hailed the Constitution and pledged to defend its legacy.
No political document has done more to advance the human condition or propel the engine of progress. Yet as we gather this afternoon, a radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen.
The president then headed to Wisconsin, his fifth visit to the pivotal battleground state in this year's presidential election. A top Republican sides with President Trump on the timeline for the arrival of a coronavirus vaccine.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he trusts President Trump's comments on a timeline for the release of a coronavirus vaccine over Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield.
We're going to have a safe and effective vaccine this year. And listening to the preparation to be able to deliver it when that time comes, if I just take the words of the CDC and the president is right.
McCarthy said that after speaking with the chief scientific advisor to the Trump administration's vaccine development program, he believes Mr. Trump's timeline is more accurate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two unusual weather phenomena combined to create one of the most destructive wildfires the West Coast states have seen in modern times. First was a dramatic lightning storm over northern and central California. Thousands of bolts ignited hundreds of fires in parched grasslands and vineyards. Then, warm, dry winds blew toward the West Coast, not the usual direction. 1 month after the lightning storm set the stage, firefighters are still battling the blazes. At least 34 people have died. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 130 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Good news to report if you like to visit bars and taverns, as the state's COVID-19 task force has voted to allow bars and taverns to reopen in Las Vegas and in Clark County. We'll give you more on that story as it develops. The Nevada System of Higher Education has voted to hire former Governor Brian Sandoval as the new president of the University of Reno. It will be a four-year contract at $500,000 per year. Douglas County might have to pay the state back the nearly $9 million in federal COVID-19 aid it got after it allowed President Trump to hold a rally there Saturday afternoon in Minden, violating the state's restrictions on the size of public gatherings. Governor Sisolak said the county's aid allotment is being reviewed. Before the event was held, Douglas County officials said First Amendment rights outweighed the state's mandates. No official numbers were released for the event at the Minden Tahoe Airport, but observers estimate attendance at more than 5,000 people. Springtime was the last time Las Vegas experienced any measurable rain. That's April 20th to be exact. And as of today, Las Vegas is tied its longest streak. No moisture, 150 days.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, a little after 3 o'clock, we're getting some heavy volumes in both directions as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of the 15. That's between the 95 and Tropicana, and slow flows on the Beltway 215 West at Green Valley.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. So good to have you with us. I'm not going to make you wait. The president made a speech today at the National Archives that I thought was an in-your-face speech against the leftists, against the anarchists. Let's go to cut three. This was the president pushing back against the cancel culture. Here it is.
It's about America being pushed by the far left and being chanted in the streets, bear a striking resemblance to the anti-American propaganda of our adversaries, because both groups want to see America weakened, derided, and totally diminished. Students in our universities are inundated with critical race theory. This is a Marxist doctrine holding that America is a wicked and racist nation, that even young children are complicit in oppression, and that our entire society must be radically transformed. Critical race theory is being forced into our children's schools. It's being imposed into workplace trainings, and it's being deployed to rip apart friends, neighbors, and families. A perfect example of critical race theory was recently published by the Smithsonian Institution. This document alleged that concepts such as hard work, rational thinking, and the nuclear family and belief in God were not values that unite all Americans, but were instead aspects of whiteness. This is offensive and outrageous to Americans of every ethnicity, and it's especially harmful to children of minority backgrounds who should be uplifted, not disparaged. Teaching this horrible doctrine to our children is a form of child abuse. in the truest sense of those words. For many years now, the radicals have mistaken Americans' silence for weakness, but they're wrong. There is no more powerful force than a parent's love for their children, and patriotic moms and dads are going to demand that their children are no longer fed hateful lies about this country. American parents are not going to accept indoctrination in our schools, cancel culture in our work, or the repression of traditional faith, culture, and values in the public square. Not anymore.
I think that is flat out amazing. It's rhetoric. It was written by somebody else. I get that. Probably Stephen Miller or somebody along those lines. But I got to tell you, it was. I sat there and I had goosebumps. Talking about. You know, the way people are trying to tear down our country, and they're trying to do it through the schools. You know, I happen to think it might have been a plus having schools closed for 5 months. Keep our kids away from, the left-wing rhetoric that you get out of our schools. And I'm not just talking about K-12, but higher learning as well. That was the president at the National Archives. He went there to push back against the cancel culture, and it was not his best speech. But I got to tell you, I liked it. Did you like that? Call me if you did, because this is the kind of pushback that we are going to need in the next 47 days. We are 47 days away from Election Day. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to make it interesting. And right now there's a real battle going on in the state of Florida, in Texas, all over the place. By the way, the big news locally, and again the show is live and local. The COVID task force has approved Clark County's request to allow bars and taverns to open. Bars and taverns in Las Vegas and Clark County will be allowed to reopen as of 11:59 p.m. Sunday. 11:59 p.m. Sunday. Tomorrow on the program at 4:30, we're going to have Francois Elvandi, the owner of... One of my favorite hangouts in town. I love it. I go absolutely nuts just thinking about going for breakfast at Ichabod's. And at night their specials and all kinds of things that they're doing are a lot of fun. It's one of the most fun places. But anyway, we'll find out how this is going to impact their business. They did something that was really interesting. Because the news today is that these bars can reopen as long as they adhere to social distancing. Well, what Francois did, really kind of a novel approach, he redecorated his restaurant. He took out a bunch of the tabletops, and he put more bar, stretched it out across the length of his property. And it allows for 6 degrees or 6 feet of separation, if you will. And it's this, yeah. He did it the right way, and now he is being rewarded for it, which I think is great. I'm so happy for all the bar owners and the bartenders. I know a lot of bartenders that have been out of work for a long, long, long time. Did I mention who's coming up at 4:05? Oh, I'm so excited. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's got a new book out, Speaking for Myself. And the book is really good. It is a memoir. It's a very personal story. And we'll talk with her about that coming up. And we'll talk about the race as well. Mark Meadows came out and talked on the White House lawn today, and he was on Fox and Friends early this morning. He had some free advice for Joe Biden on this. For Joe Biden on this stimulus bill thing. And this was unsolicited advice from the president's chief of staff. This is cut number one, Mark Meadows, earlier today on Fox and Friends.
Doing is calling on Nancy Pelosi to stay here and get a COVID relief package passed today.
Well, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, he's warning if they don't pass this, listen to what he says.
If there's no follow-up on that, if there isn't additional support, and there isn't a job for some of those people who are from industries where it's going to be very hard to find new work, then that will start to show up in economic activity. It'll also show up in things like evictions and foreclosures and things that will scar and damage the economy.
Where are we on the negotiations?
Well, we've had some positive movement in the right direction. I can tell you I was on the phone last night with some Democrat House members and as well as a few senators last night. Ike is actually a group that are not just the Problem Solvers group, although they've done some great work in putting out their proposal in the last 48 hours. But it's also Republican senators and House members that are trying to come together. Here's what we need to do. Everyone needs to call on their House member to make sure that they stay here, that we negotiate at least, let's use this $1.5 trillion new recommendation as a foundation for new negotiations. But if you're not going to do that, take your cameras to a DCA today, because you're going to see members of Congress leaving Washington, D.C. to go home and pretend like they're working hard on this particular deal, when in fact the checks are not going out to the American people. And unemployment benefits will start to cease.
The president said he wants a bigger deal. He wants more than the Republicans are asking for. You've been there every day, every hour. If something substantial goes on, Mark Meadows is in that meeting. What number did he tell you he wants?
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are. You mentioned earlier airlines and the need for help there. I'm meeting with airline CEOs today. We've got tens of thousands of people that are about to be laid off. Mm-hmm. So if nothing more, let's go ahead and put that package on the floor and pass that, because hopefully all of us can agree that laying off airline workers at this particular time is not something we should do.
There you go. No, and yet these members of Congress are going to be flying home today. They don't work the classic 5-day work week. Sorry about that. No, they don't. That's what's so sad about it. I'm going to open up our phone lines. And I want to find out from those of you in the bar industry, I keep asking the question, why did it have to wait this long? There are people in the bar business that have been not happy, but they've sat at home and collected unemployment. And for a while, they were collecting a lot of unemployment. Some of them collected 1,000 a week. There aren't a lot of people making $1,000 a week or more. That's what, 52 grand. That's not bad. Don't forget, speaking of money, we're going to be giving away a Visa gift card coming up at 4:20. I hope you'll be listening. Heidi Harris gave away one this morning. Yeah. By the way, I'll be on with Heidi tomorrow. That'll be exciting. That's going to be fun. We always get together, 8:30 or 8:35, somewhere in there. So, I'll be joined by no less than Heidi Harris tomorrow morning on her show, and she'll be giving the gift card away at 7:20. I'll be giving another one away here at 4:20. This is gonna be so much fun. I love giving away stuff, and by the way, we're not done this week. We're going to be giving away stuff next week and the week after that and the week after that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen.
listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The Vegas heat is here and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Monday morning, 12 midnight, the bars will reopen in Clark County. This is going to be great. My question is, why did it take so long? Anybody have an idea? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think the reasoning is. Now, I have different people that have espouse different ideas. Some say they've been trying to kill off the small bar, the mom-and-pop bar and grill. The game, I call them gaming lounges, if you will. And I've been told then by more than a few people that this has more to do with the big casinos trying to kill off the guppies, the little ones. I'm not sure that that's necessarily the truth, but I just don't understand why it has taken months to get these establishments reopened, or why you could let people sit six in a booth right next to each other and not infect somebody. I mean, I just think if safety is the issue, they haven't been making us safer. The governor and his COVID-19 task force, I don't think has made us safer. I have a feeling what this is like is TSA. When you're sitting there in the boarding area and you see some little 80-year-old woman being, you know, wanded and frisked, and you say, "Hey, Martha, look at that. We're safer. That woman's not going to try and, you know, take over this plane." It doesn't make sense to me. And same thing here. In some of the bars I go to, you know what they've been doing? In order to be able to accommodate you, they put two little wedges, like maybe a quarter of a slice of bread, together with some peanut butter. And we affectionately, in some of the places I've been, call it the Sisalak slider. It looks like, and I could be real wrong on this, that this is just something to make us feel like we are safer. Sheridan, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. You are leading off. Hi, Sheridan.
Hi, how are you doing? I love your station. I was so happy when I found it, and I love your personality. So,
oh, thank you.
Right up my alley. You're welcome. I just think the reason what I'm gathering, and from Sisalak's reputation that he's built up, apparently, of people I've met here, that it's all about control with him, and he's worried about whether or not he'll get elected in the future. And I think Trump saying something at the rally that I went to on Sunday, I think just shamed him. Yeah.
And so he had to do something about this. So he said, okay, let's reopen the bars.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, how did you like the rally?
I loved it. I've been to five of them.
Wow. And you're not from here originally? You're a transplant?
Yes, I'm a transplant.
From where?
From Washington State.
There you go. The Palouse or Seattle or where?
Seattle. And my youngest son that lives in Seattle, I really gravely worry about it because he works at Boeing and they have to wear masks all day. And he was diagnosed with cancer right after I got a divorce. So it's been pretty stressful for me to worry about his health.
That's incredible. I lived for about, 5 years in Seattle, in Kirkland, and worked for KJR, the all-sports radio station.
Four off 128.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Kirkland's pretty.
No, it's a beautiful part of the country. Sheridan, I'm glad. Can I assume you're not going to be one of the people at 12 o'clock on Monday morning that are going to be at your local watering hole?
Probably not. Not at 12 o'clock.
You can wait for lunch.
For a while, but I'm not into drinking a lot, but I'm glad for people, and people need to have their jobs. And I was a waitress before, so I understand it.
Wow. Sheridan, I'm so glad you called. I'm glad you have found us, and I hope you call us again soon, okay?
I will, and you have a blessed day and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. That's Sheridan. New listener. And we love new listeners. We love new listeners to the program. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, Chris Wray is the FBI director. And he is one of the